So we are here for So Good We Named It, the first Golden Girls and Golden Palace podcast, and the first Golden Girls or Golden Palace podcast with black hosts. And seen at GoldenCon 2023, GoldenCon 2022, the Judge Mathis Show, the Associated Press, where else were we?
Y'all
yeah,
USA Today.
Yes, in the Golden Girls Kitchen, live. I'm Barry.
And I'm Kay.
And thank you so much for joining us. This is nice. Intimate setting, some might say. We don't do this enough. So we're going to get started here with a few little topics because we're coming to you live from where we're at.
Yes. Yes, we are.
On the island, we got DJ Johanna up here.
Sorry.
Giving some funky beats. Shout out to her. Let's just have some real talk. Can we have some real talk, Kay?
Yes, I love real talk.
I mean, nobody here is going to be offended if we keep it real, right?
I don't know.
Well, guess we'll find out. So, if you listen to the show, which I know all of you have, all 72 episodes, you might have heard us discussing Miss Devereaux in a not-so-flattering manner. Mm-hmm. I love Blanche.
I do.
I almost won Best Blanche at Golden Con, but
almost.
I was robbed.
The other person who won,
I'm gonna make Golden Girls great again. Sounds like some tampering with the voting, but it's fine. So, for Blanche the miniseries, I'd like to take a little deep dive into her interpersonal relationships, more specifically, the fact that she's a slumlord. Why are your tenants putting in the toilet?
Okay, I know you've had like a roommate before, right? And y'all were just like roommates, but have you ever lived with like your friend, like your actual friend?
Well, they were friends when we first moved in together, but not so much, after a couple of months. But it's her house, and I used to work for State Farm, and I know that it is covered under your insurance sometimes, depending on the reason, and she should use her insurance.
Your toilet is covered?
It depends on what happened. If it was volcanic action that
in the bathroom?
You never know. If you were eating enchiladas, rancheros, then Coco made, anything could happen. But the point remains, why were they installing the toilet while she's on a private jet, slumlord?
On what private jet?
When she was with the guy that she was going to marry?
Oh, yeah.
She was so in love with, even though she just got dumped by Harry, and that was like a couple of episodes before, and she was so depressed, but okay.
She moves fast. Wasn't she talking to the divorce lawyer at Georgia's funeral?
Yeah, and she did say that.
Not divorce lawyer, I'm sorry. Who was it? Not, because they didn't get divorced.
That's what Sophia said. She said it's always a divorce lawyer. Mm-hmm. It was, she said to the paramedics came, but she said the pastor at the church was giving her the eye because he was talking about sin. So, okay, they had to install the toilet themselves. Let's see, they had to chip in for the roof. Again, homeowner's insurance. Why are we chipping in for your roof, Blanche? And then she always says, thank God I have the foresight to marry money. Clearly not.
I mean, maybe she wanted to keep her money. That's why she suggested that they pay and help install things so they don't have to pay, you know, like a plumber.
I would like to see that lease. Because the fact that she kicked out the two eccentric old ladies from Minnesota on a moment's notice, they're out on the street, and she didn't care. And Rose and Dorothy still moved in, that's a red flag for me.
But you know what I want to know? How much was their rent?
I would love to.
How much was her mortgage is what I really want to know.
Well, you know, in Florida, it is hard to get home insurance, so maybe she was trying to balance that out. But I just feel like, as the landlord, these things are your responsibility. And then she didn't want to put them on the lease. Co-owners? Oh, so you can't do that, but they can pay for your room, pay for your toilet, pay for the maid.
So why would they want to be added to the deed? You mean she didn't want to put them on the deed?
Yeah, remember when Rose was talking too much, telling all her damn business? Oh, we're all on top of each other as it is, because we're bringing from Blanche. Shut the hell up, man. Much, but they were saying you can't do that and you can't rent to this many people, so they said they can share the lease, and she didn't want to do that. This is why I live with my husband, slumlord. But I just feel like she kind of took advantage of them, you know.
Do you really think she took advantage of them? Advantage,
yes, they cooked the food, they did the cleaning.
Well, it's their house,
it's her house,
it's everybody's house.
Not if I'm paying rent.
So who's supposed to clean up?
The person who owns the house. Am I correct?
No.
Oh, that's how y'all gonna do me?
Okay. No.
I'm done with that side of the world. So these are my friends right here.
All the apartments you lived in, somebody, the owner of the apartment came to clean your house?
Well, no.
Okay.
But the property, like, you know, the lobby, maintaining the front.
It's a house. They don't have a lobby. Or
do we have any attorneys here to speak to this, real estate attorneys?
A vestibule. They don't have a vestibule.
So you don't think she's a slumlord?
I wouldn't say slumlord. That's like they just don't care at all. You know what I mean?
Well, she has to live there, too.
Everybody lives there. So I feel like if you share a house with people, it's everybody's individual responsibility to make sure it's clean.
Okay, well, when I move into a home that you're the owner of...
Why would I come clean your house and I don't live there?
I'm saying she never cleaned it. You that's never saw Blanche clean.
Just because you never saw her clean doesn't mean that she doesn't keep it.
Apparently, we have a Blanche apologist.
Wow.
That's fine. I mean, I thought we agreed on these topics. And
we did, but you said something that's not on here. And I don't agree with that.
It's implied.
All right, then.
That's fine. We'll move on to Blanche and her horrible...
I don't know. Who's supposed to clean your house if you live there?
I'm
you clean your own
they
house?
They should all be cleaning. How about that?
Just because so you mad because you never saw Blanche clean up.
Yes, but she made them do it.
Who said she made them do it? Maybe they like cleaning.
Oh, okay. Well, if they love it so much, why do they need a maid? Marguerite.
I liked her.
I liked her, too. We'll get into that later because we have some special topics. But I just wanted to ask, is Sophia the meanest? We know Dorothy looks the meanest, but I think Sophia is the meanest. In our sister show, Enough Liquor, they discussed a lot how she got meaner as the show went on. And she really would just do things just to be cruel.
Yeah.
Which is funny to me. I mean, I had no problems with that in real life, but I just feel like Sophia did a lot of things. For example, the whole thing with Charlie and the fruit salad, that was a bit much.
Elaborate on that.
So if you all recall previously on Golden Girls, Rose thought that Charlie was speaking to her from beyond the grave because Sophia pretended to be possessed by him just because she wanted some money. Right.
I remember.
And she wanted some money or something. Something very petty, and she just didn't care. That's not very nice, Sophia, unless it was the stroke.
It may have been, but you know, I have realized that when people mature, they can say what they want as they should, they do what they want as they should, and they don't care what other people think as they should. So, I mean, are we really mad at Sophia for being mean, or is she just being herself?
Well, just because you're being yourself on a very special social event, that doesn't mean that it's acceptable. And we say what we want now, so how the hell are we going to act when we're 85?
I have good no Lord. Idea. I can't wait.
Very Junior has got something coming.
It's
going
to be so much fun to get old. I love it.
I don't know about fun. Right.
I would love it. Because I imagine when I'm like, I don't know, 65, I'll be like retired, and all my kids will be grown. I'll have like little grandkids, and I'll have a nice lanai and stuff. Yeah,
well,
a nice home.
There won't be any Social Security by then, so I hope that pans out for you. Did you do your 401k?
I did.
I never did. We worked together. I never did.
It's wonderful. I hope I don't get fired.
I kept saying I was
going to
do
401k.
I kept saying.
You should have. I've
been
there at the bottom line.
Five years.
Wow.
Who has a 401k?
Yeah.
Shout out to 401k.
I do.
Yes. Am I really the only one? Oh, well, look who it is. Celebrity, superstar, the one and only. You know her. I don't even need to say her name. You know who she is. You might have seen her on Home, the Oprah Winfrey Network. But I feel like Sophia did a lot of things just, again, to be cool. Like, it's one thing to play a little joke, but, like, look at the way she treated Dorothy.
That's her kid.
Not my mother. No,
that's her child. Home.
Okay, so she, think about all the time she had her, we mentioned this, all the time she had her taste something. Oh, yeah, it tastes fine to me. I don't know why they were calling it, so trying to poison her, okay.
I don't know.
Always dragging her looks.
I know, but I just, at the end of the day, we know that Sophia loved Dorothy. So allegedly. It's not that she was, you know, I don't feel like she was being malicious. She was just Sophia.
Again, an apologist.
Okay. Okay. No
so problem. Clearly you just want to co-sign all the horrible behavior.
Horrible? She was like 83.
So she knew better, clearly.
It was a stroke.
When they do flashbacks, she wasn't really any better. I'm just saying. But I just feel like she would just have direct comments to them that were just based in cruelty. Again, I find it hilarious. But they always made Dorothy out to be the meanest. That's why I'm harping on this. Mm-hmm. Not just because I'm hating on Sophia.
Okay.
But why are we putting it on Dorothy? Huh?
Dorothy wasn't really mean. Dorothy wasn't really mean.
Exactly. Ergo my point. Mm-hmm. They always made her out to be so mean when Sophia was the one that was the cruel one and was making rude remarks for no reason.
Mm-hmm. I mean, she had a reason. They were funny.
Well, yes, mm-hmm. but problematic. Speaking of problematic,
I like Sophia.
Yeah, nice little segue. Is anybody else hot? I am sweltering.
I mean, you have like a track
jacket. Well, you know, it was a little nippy the last time, so I said I would wear additional clothes. But it's a look. I can't, you know, not have it. But I do have my Bushman Awake shirt that I had commissioned by Chris from Golden Girls Posters. If you, thank you. We have a fan here. Go to Tee Public. You can get 20% off today only just for being here. But that's not my merchandise. Go to my Etsy first, and then you're going to want to check that out.
Chris is interfering.
I know. He heard us talking about it. I'm sorry.
He heard you buy it because we can't give them 20% off.
We can't, but we have custom-made stickers over here waiting for you. We also have prayer candles. Amen.
Maybe.
Jesus, help us in this our time of need. So, I want to discuss the fact that Dorothy and Stan are always breaking up and getting back together. What's that about, huh? What's with the revolving door with Stanley?
I don't know. Like I said on the show, if that's my ex-husband, that's my ex-husband. My kids are grown. I have no reason to still associate with you at all.
Well,
especially since, you know, how they broke up and things.
True, 38 years,
right?
Like, is the dating scene that bad where she has to be crazy nuts about staying? Yeah. Unacceptable. I feel that maybe it was because she was familiar with the big guns, as she mentioned, and maybe, you know, cover your ears if you don't want to hear this. Stigmatized. I'm just saying.
They've been together. They were together 38 entire years. That's a long time. And that's, like, all she knew. So, especially since, you know, the divorce or the breakup was so abrupt. Nobody's anticipating infidelity, so it's kind of abrupt that you're in love with this person and all of a sudden, oh my God, we're not together because you cheated on me.
I mean, I don't think this would happen to me because Stan was still alive after he did it. He wasn't missing or anything. So yeah, I just feel like I wouldn't respond well to that. Luckily, I've never been in that situation, but I just don't see me being okay with that. And not only did she excuse it, but then she almost married him again. Mm-hmm. And the only thing that stopped her was the prenup. Dorothy was the smartest of all of them, but she made very poor decisions of the heart, I must say.
Well, you know, when emotions are involved, your regular thinking isn't giving everything you needed to give because, you know, your emotions are involved.
Welcome. We have a cast of Black-ish. They just entered the room. Now streaming on Hulu. I agree that, you know, when emotions are involved, so you've upset them. They had to storm out now because
happy
of
birthday.
Your apologist behavior.
They have important
things. Happy 68. So, I think that emotions can play a part in that, but that doesn't mean that you should abandon your common sense, okay?
Maybe he changed.
Clearly, he didn't change, which is why it didn't work out. And he kidnapped her, as we have discussed, on her wedding day. What is it about this man that she couldn't get enough? It's the hairpiece.
Paizan.
I just feel like he had a hold on her. Yes, they have kids together, but as Joy Behar would say, so what? Who cares? Like, they were old. You could move. He followed her to Miami.
But they were together 38 years, and they are old, so I guess they didn't really want to start all the way over with somebody brand new initially, perhaps.
We have a question from the audience.
You're forgetting the two Fs.
What are the two Fs?
France,
I know some Fs.
France and forgiveness.
Well, those weren't the Fs that I was thinking of, but those were also good Fs, and that was friends and forgiveness. Well, I don't always forgive. But, you know, I just feel like there's some things are unforgivable, you know?
Are they really?
They are.
Are they really?
Yes.
Because, see, now, when I went to therapy, my therapist said,
Don't
do this. My therapist said that you can forgive someone, because if you're not forgiving them, you're holding on to that, because they're living their own life. So you can forgive them, but that doesn't necessarily mean, you know, that they can get back to where they were with you, but you should still forgive them for your own sake.
Oh, amen. Well, I'm still growing, so I can forgive, and that doesn't mean I won't have you swatted or dox you or, you know, something like that.
If anybody's listening to a skit.
Oh, yes, yes, a skit, a skit.
Right.
Hello. Welcome. Thanks for joining. We're waiting on you. Hope you're not shy. What was that, Johanna? True. Can you imagine having to put things in the newspaper? I don't know the last time I've even held a newspaper.
Can you imagine having to put things on an app for 100 million people to see?
Well, I met my husband on an app. Mm. He's here. Don't turn around. He's very shy. Don't look, don't look, don't look. But he is here.
Mm.
And we met on an app, and look at us now.
Yeah.
I mean, I wouldn't recommend it.
It's a scam.
I mean... Yeah, bringing it back, I forgot what we're talking about. Sam, that little sidebar. But I just feel like Dorothy has self-esteem issues is what it is. I feel like I can't see. These aren't prescriptions, but it's part of the
book. I don't think so. I just think they were together for so long. He was familiar. You know what I mean?
Raise your hand if you would get back with any of your exes.
Yeah.
Oh.
Absolutely not. Absolutely not.
The quiet
not.
Corner over there. Anybody? None of your exes?
Absolutely not. None? No.
What's the G? Growth.
Amen.
Oh,
what she
growth.
Said. Growth.
How about this corner? Any of your exes worth it? Nope.
No, apparently not.
All right. I mean, you know, I don't know. I really think it's hard to get over betrayal. Once you lose that trust, it's hard to get it back.
Absolutely.
Right. And he bought a car without telling her. Like, there's so many reasons why not to get back with Sam.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I would have taken the car, though. I mean, the convertible, I would buy it for multiple reasons. But other than that,
it's legal here. It's legal.
Yeah, it is. No, were you to judge me? Yeah. I just felt like there was nothing there. Would you date Stan?
No.
Raise your hand if you date Stan. Rich Stan with the sporny. Because a day without potatoes is unnecessary.
No one.
Are they saying they date Stan or were they calling the waiter? I'm just going to say that they said they would date Stan. So we have one. For those of you that are not familiar with the show, let me give you a little description. He's in his late 60s, balding, he likes to cry a lot, he has no friends, he's very cheap, he's in and out of multiple marriages, he has a lot of baggage, multiple kids.
He married the girl.
He married Catherine, and he married Chrissy.
Did he marry Chrissy?
Yeah, because they were living on Maui, whatever that means. But I just feel like, you know, it's a chop for me. Chop for Stanley.
Big chop.
Moving on.
Mm-hmm.
Rose. Her kids are the worst. Can we agree?
Can
we finally have a consensus here that Rose's children are terrible?
Yes.
Does anyone disagree?
No.
Let's go down the list, shall we?
Mm-hmm.
Charlie Jr., we never saw him. 7 years, and you don't visit your mother? Electric chair. Let's see. Next. Is that too harsh? Okay, fine. He's just out of the whip. Adam. We never see Adam.
Mm-hmm.
Dust, as the kids would say. Ganilla. We never met Ganilla. Your mother is across the country living with random women that will put her out at a moment's notice and make her put in the toilet. See, you don't even remember. They're not
right.
Memorable
I'm
or relevant.
I remember, too. But that was my other question. Why didn't they live with any of their kids?
Do you want your mother living with you? I know I don't.
Not necessarily, but I would prefer her closer to me than across the country somewhere.
Well, if we recall, previously on Golden Girls, after she had her first birthday without Charlie, she decided that she wanted to move across the country and start a new life because of a pamphlet, I guess that's the thing.
Mm.
And she just wanted to start over because she didn't want to live in this big old house by herself that she lived in with her deceased husband that died while they were having sex. Triggering, you know, every time she goes in the bedroom. Talk about your mixed emotions, you know what I'm saying. So I think she just wanted to start over and that wasn't really an option for her.
Okay, what about the rest of them?
Oh,
nobody
lived with their kids. Well, Dorothy can't live with Michael because he can't even keep a steady job. And she'd be living with the regal black woman, Lorraine, and little Bobby and his baseball hat. That was crowded. Let's see, Kate with her philandering husband. I don't think Dorothy would want to be called Mother Dorothy all day, every day. And she would have to get relicensed to teach.
She's a substitute teacher. We need a license to substitute teacher.
I mean, you need a license to put the cones down for drivers in, right? I don't know. But I don't think she wanted, they all wanted their independence. They didn't want to be under their children's thumbs. Because okay. Rose was going to move in with her daughter in the finale because she didn't want to keep Blanche from living her life. But she realized that wasn't going to work. And then Blanche just kids hate her, so she definitely didn't live with it.
Yeah.
But Sophia was living with Dorothy, so, but they were still young, vibrant, perhaps viral, especially Blanche. But getting back to Rose and her horrible children.
Yeah. Kirsten.
You already know. Kirsten, I
was so ashamed of you.
I'm so ashamed of you, mother. Let her spend her money how she wants to spend it, Kirsten.
Why was she all in her business? Because it's not your business what I did with the mom.
She should have slapped her.
Wow. With the melon ball.
Yeah, lay into her with a nice melon ball and has a really good weight on it, Something. Kirsten was the absolute worst. We see her two times, two different actresses, two different scenarios.
And she was still terrible.
Both times. I don't know what was worse, her with the money or her not wanting the girls to see Rose on her deathbed?
Both.
I mean, what the
I would say the when she was sick, because you don't know if it's going to be the end.
Exactly.
And why are you acting this way? I would pick that one over the
we're ready to mortgage the house for her. And she's like, you're not real family. I would have had to take off my earrings at that point.
Absolutely.
Like, those fighting words, as Lorraine's mother would say.
Very much so. Because I feel like we as people have the option to create our family, right?
Amen.
And family isn't just who you're connected to via your bloodline. It's whoever you make to be your family. So the girls were family.
Exactly. Chosen family, some might say.
Mm-hmm.
Now let's all join hands and sing a chorus of Abraham, Martin, and John. I'm about ready to fly right out of here. But I just feel like she was a hater. She was mad that her mother had this new exciting life and she couldn't take because she wanted to be a part of it. But that's not how you do that, Kirsten.
Not at all.
By trying to be overbearing. Now, there's a certain age where you have to parent your parents.
Yeah.
You know? I was ready for it as a child, but I don't think they were at that point yet.
No, not even Sophia.
She's a totally independent person.
For the most part.
So I just feel like Kirsten should have had some boundaries with her mother, but it was up to Rose to set them. True, although none of them were stupid like she is.
Rose is not stupid.
Naive.
Thank you.
We don't want to be ableist scum.
Right.
Get canceled. Problematic. But Bridget, how is she at Yale or Stanford, wherever she was, and she's from St. Olaf?
Because, like you said, the rest of the town wasn't, you know, on the same level as Rose.
Same spectrum, some might say.
Mm.
But I feel like Bridget was a bitch.
Now,
I don't like to make disparaging comments about women. I really don't. I'm an ally, women's rights, and all that jazz.
Amen.
But can we think about this? You see how she treated Michael after they slept together, as if she was too good for him. He wasn't too good for you to get some. I'm sorry for the older people in the room, but let's call it spade a spade. You see a show, and it's in your mother's friend's bed.
Yeah, that was tacky.
Okay. I don't care if there was already camera equipment and stirrups and whipped cream and a hot oil dispenser. That doesn't mean that was the place for that. Not appropriate. Not appropriate at all. But she had no respect. Because if you have respect for your mother, you wouldn't do that in the first place. I'm really on one today.
Okay.
Everybody's getting it. That's it nice to say
wait
something.
Wait a minute.
Do I like this show? But I just feel like these are things that need to be discussed.
Mm-hmm.
Are you hot? I'm really hot.
I am.
But this is a look. So I can't.
Okay, you're starting a real 80s look. Let's stand and show.
You know, I really don't like attention.
Starting really 80s look, okay? Okay, I don't Ed Hardy shoes, you got
on? Oh, no, these are
custom
made, nothing but the best.
Okay, wonderful.
And this is like my fourth outfit. Because my
husband
was helping me. I was like, what should I wear? Should I wear this? And he was like, that's not flattering. I was like, oh, should I wear my body shaper? What's going on? So then I tried another one, and I was like, okay, I'll wear this. And then I came back, well, what about this? He's like, don't come in here again. I'm like, well, what about this? I had like four different outfits, and I told him I was going to say this. He said, don't mention this. So my bad. But I just wanted to make sure I looked good for the two people that came to see us.
Yeah.
That's all. Just wanted to be on brand. Wanted to be on theme.
You look nice. You're serving a real 80s look.
Thanks.
You like my shoulder pads? They wore shoulder pads.
Yes, I love your zoot suit. Okay. It's very cute. Little linebacker realness.
You better
I love it. Fabulous. Stunning. Shame you all who are listening to this cannot see. You'll see. That's so good we named it. Does everybody get a business card? You didn't.
Do not start harassing these wonderful people about business cards.
They just said, please, give them a business card.
Thank you so much.
You know, you can follow us. Tell your friends. So good we named it. We got some stickers for sale over there, too. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you saw them.
Stop harassing these people.
They wanted them. And we're taking tips too. Save the wetlands. No, really, we mean it. But Bridget was an elitist scumbag.
Wow.
And anyone who knows me, as they know that I am not for classism. I am not for acting as if some people are beneath you based on their economic status or education.
No.
Never. You know. And she.
I mean, except for the one time we talked about the person who needed 13. Was it 14?
Yeah, if you ask me for $30 to hold till payday, you need to watch Suzy Orman. Live beneath your means. Because if you don't have 3 tens.
3 tens.
3, 6, 5.
Didn't
that? 30 singles. I'm just saying, better money management is all that you're here. So I don't judge them though.
No. But you know what? I'm not gonna say I don't judge them. I don't judge anybody. But I do have concerns when people ask you to borrow money until like the next day. Why can't you wait until the next day?
What is happening in this 24 hours?
What is happening?
They were horrible with money. They probably needed 3 tens quite a few times. And I understand, you know, living paycheck to paycheck. You know, Dorothy was a substitute teacher. Rose worked at grief counseling, but then she became an associate producer. Lance was working her fingers to the bone 12 hours a week at the museum. But I also feel like they just were terrible with money. If we just look at some of the expenses, like, oh, let's just go get a dog. Who's going to take care of this dog? Who's going to buy the food? Now, I love animals. I do.
Yeah, you have like 7.
My precious, yeah.
He has 6 cats.
I only have 4.
That's like 17.
Which is a lot. Yeah, and I have a very large dog, so she'll count as 4 herself. Mm-hmm. I love animals, but you should not be taking on the responsibility if you are not financially able, as they clearly were not. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's why they had to all live together. Right. You grow on a hill. You need a roommate. I'm sorry. You didn't have a savings or something. They were not doing it for a companionship. They were doing it because they didn't have the money. And then they just happen to become friends after that.
But rent is expensive now. I can't imagine how much it was then.
I mean, they had real jobs.
But they were older.
Who thinks they were good with their money? The girls. Anybody? Anybody? Exactly. Terrible. Well, they needed 3 tens. Sophia, get hold of them. True. And she had that Sarah Lee stock she wanted to unload and those shares of Xerox. So I think she was pretty well off. She was hoarding money, remember? Dorothy had to go without in multiple ways because of the fact that Sophia was hoarding cash. But what are we talking about? Oh, yeah, Bridget. If you listen to the show, we sidebar a lot, so get used to it. But Bridget was acting as if she was too good for Michael because he was going to the School of Life. And she was a Stanford, soon to be grad.
I mean, I don't want to say too good for, because I don't like the connotation to say too good for, but like, people are on different walks of life and on different levels in life, and sometimes it's hard to.
I mean, maybe they were not evenly yoked, but she just thought about that before she climbed in the bed. I wouldn't know. I waited till marriage.
Lies.
But I
don't believe him. He's mine.
Yeah, even if it was just a hookup, this is your mother's best friend's child. You will likely see him again. And you've overstayed.
Or not, because they're terrible and they don't come visit their mother.
But for her excuse to be, oh, well, it's because he's not good enough, which is essentially what she said, garbage. And I'm sure Rose and Charlie raised her better than that. And she should know what it's like to struggle. They didn't even have a TV. Rose had never seen I Love Lucy. They lived on a farm.
Remember?
She was always having sex. That's another reason not to see I Love Lucy.
Right?
She was stuffing other
things. Because one year they forgot to put the cheese between them, and they were cursing.
True. Is this your baby?
Right.
But I just feel like if Charlie was squeezing the nickel to the buffalo pooch, as Dorothy would say, who the hell do you think you are? But then all of the Nylon kids, Vanilla, Adam,
Kirsten,
Bridget, and Charlie Jr. It fluctuated depending on the day, but she seemed like the most nurturing mother of all of them.
I would think so.
Worst kids, probably because she coddled them. And she was probably, you know, just always there, always hovering, always wanting to do everything for them and not letting them get any independence and get some responsibility of their own. Luckily, I know nothing about that. But I feel like, you know, when I have little Baratina and Baratisha, that, you know, I'm going to try to let them be independent so they don't grow up and when they sleep with my best friend's son in my house, they don't tell them that they're too good for them.
Okay.
Amen.
Wonderful aspiration.
The United Church of So Good. Amen. do we have any questions? Feel free, by the way. You know, you can just jump in there. If anybody has any questions, any hot button issues, any topics, we don't want you to feel silenced. Every voice matters here. Ours just matter more. But
only because we have mics.
Exactly. But you can definitely chime in at any point. But Kay, can we?
What you turning around for? Are you on keyboard? No? Okay.
That's fine. We'll just, it's fine.
What's going on?
It's okay. How do you feel about the Golden Palace?
I hate it.
Wow.
I hate it.
Anybody here like Golden Palace? Anybody?
Thank you, Joanne.
So for those of you that don't know,
I hate it.
After Bea Arthur left the show, because she was sick of their asses, they moved to CBS so that they could do the Golden Palace, which was a spinoff with the other three girls. And Don Cheadle was looking a little tasty back then.
He was okay.
And it had Cheech Marin and Barry Elso, but we don't want to talk about that. And basically, the girls were running a hotel.
Mm-hmm. Now, they sold the house and bought a hotel.
Why you want to run a hotel in your advanced age with no experience, and again, no money, and again, a horrible financial decision to purchase a rundown hotel with no staff. Okay, whatever. I like it. Kay notoriously hates it. Why do you hate it, Kay?
Because Dorothy is not there, so the dynamic is different. And it's, first of all, I don't like the theme song. First of all, Dorothy isn't there, so the dynamics are different. There's new characters, new people, and things like that. I don't mind change, but it's just, it doesn't give me that warm feeling I get when I watch my, you know, my regular girl.
Well, you know, I feel like it's not the same, but it is streaming on Hulu. This is not a paid endorsement.
And then everybody's so extra. Like, however their character was, it's like times 15, and it's just a lot.
That is true, but you know, it was the 90s. I wasn't born yet, but it was a wacky time.
What?
I wasn't.
Oh, okay.
It was a wacky time, and that was the thing, and they were on CBS, you know. The other shows were like Major Dad and Designing Women. They had a lot of competition. But I feel like as someone who has watched The Golden Girls a million times and seen all the episodes, have the world's largest Golden Girl shrine in my home.
It's ridiculous.
Y'all don't even know.
It's really ridiculous.
I need to be on Hoarders. Dr. Robin Fazio is going to come.
I'm a trained clinical psychologist with a specialization in hoarding and organization. So, Barry, why is it that you really need this?
But I just think that it's my way to show my dedication to the girls. But I felt like once the show ended, you know, how many times can you watch the same thing? So it was like bonus episodes. It was like a whole new season. And Dorothy came back for two episodes.
It was okay.
I didn't watch it at all. I think Empty Nest was a better spinoff.
Yes.
Wow. I guess Matt Browning paid you to come to this event and promote Empty Nest. If you all are familiar, had Richard Mulligan, and it was about their neighbors, the Westons, and their adult daughters. Oh, his adult daughter, because his wife. that lived with him. And Sophia joined the cast in the last two seasons. She just bounced around
and we never got any closure about Golden Palace because it was only on for 1 year. Mm-hmm. But that was a different type of show, like a whole different dynamic. They just had the girls sprinkled in. Mm-hmm. The Golden Palace was like Golden Girls on steroids.
I didn't like him.
You didn't like that?
No.
Wow.
But it's only because Thorfinn wasn't on it, that it was extra, that's it.
It just doesn't give me, you know, the warm feeling that I get when I watch the Golden Girls. It doesn't seem like they were talking about as, like...
topical issues?
Right. You know, it was more fun. Like, it's cool, but I like sometimes watching different episodes of the Golden Girls because they teach you different lessons and things.
So Kay does not watch sitcoms for fun and amusement. She wants an educational lesson every time.
And the regular, you know, my regular Golden Girls, they're familiar. So it's my comfort show. I never got into the Golden Palace because it wasn't on TV because I was born in the 90s. But I was a baby, so it wasn't on. So I didn't know anything about it. But the girls, I've known them for since I was little. So I need all of them together, all four of them.
Well, since you want something so educational, oh, look, one of the two black people to be on the show with lines. Since you want something educational, just watch Amazing Discoveries, and you can see them just shut it right off.
Right off.
Oh, Tiny Tim has joined us. Thank you so much for coming in. We appreciate you. All right, thank you for coming on in. We got my whole crew here in the back. What's up, how y'all feeling tonight? Got any ladies in the house tonight? Any ladies?
Ladies
shopping? But I just feel like it was like a nice additive, you know, a little continuation.
Okay.
Lauren, you like, oh, you don't like participation. Mm. Let me just put my blinders up. You love participation. Have you ever seen the Golden Palace?
No.
Wow. Okay. Well, moving on. Clearly, this is not the crowd for that. Just me and Johanna. We'll do our own little thing. Right. I mean, was that not enough of a lesson?
Yeah, but it was so dramatic.
But that's how it is sometimes.
Sometimes.
For those who don't know, aka everyone but Johanna and I,
there, I saw that episode.
By force.
Yeah.
There was an episode where Blanche is hosting a group of women, similar to the Daughters of the Confederacy that she wanted to join, mm-hmm. that love the old South. And she put up a Confederate flag in the hotel, and Roland, who is black, mm-hmm. had a problem with it, and she didn't seem to understand why, and that was a whole discourse, and at the end, you know, they dapped up, I guess that was their resolution.
They reconciled.
Yes, because he quit over it, and I can understand that, you know, that is a problematic symbol. It's like putting a Nazi flag up.
Mm-hmm.
And that was an important lesson. We learned about Greyhounds and how they get put down after their racist views.
That's sad.
It is sad.
They should have, like, Greyhound retirement home.
Put them on one of their buses. They got plenty of them. I don't know. Just, not to sound like Ron DeSantis, but send them off somewhere. Don't even have to kill them.
Right.
I don't know if this is the crown for that. But just saying, I feel like there's other options, because I didn't know that either. Mm-hmm. I did not know that they electrocute them or something.
What?
I don't know. Like,
okay,
when they
lose, dark episode.
But that's something we learned of Golden Palace that we didn't learn of.
Because I needed to know.
Horrifying.
That's dark.
I didn't sign up for this.
Exactly.
Me too. But it brought awareness because I never would have known that.
Mm,
and they had like a little special thing. So now I think there's more awareness because that was 1993. So that was 30 years ago. So now people, I think they've kind of changed the policies now versus then on what they do with the dogs. I think they have like sanctuaries or they get adopted.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Because mm-hmm. they're still good dogs, they're just terrible racers. My dog couldn't win any races, but she's still a decent dog. She's also terrible at hunting. She's always trying to chase rabbits. If I was depending on her for food, I would starve. But they had their own, you know, little special topics. Mm-hmm. Like Oliver, the foster kid. Hey, Roland, that's all he would say. Hey, Roland. He had a Newsies accent. I don't know why. But his mother was in jail because she, I don't know what she did, but his father.
There was so many unanswered questions
right.
because how did Roland even get him?
But he lived at the hotel. Sounds like Child Protective Services should have been involved. But they had that whole discourse about, you know, adoption and the foster care system. I will die on this hill. This is the one thing I care about, apparently. The one thing I like is Golden Palace. But check it out. Just watch one episode and tweet me.
Which episode should they watch?
What was the one I like? The you know the one. One old lady to go. When Blanche, when Sophia steals somebody's car. That was a good one. That was a good one.
Okay, start there.
Check it out on Google. Tweet me. Tell me if you liked it. Tell me if you didn't like it, so I can block you. The one where they made the world's longest, it was a burrito, which was in the Guinness World Book of Records, and that was, they had a lot of fun stuff, okay? Don't take my word for it, though. You'd think I was getting some residuals the way I'm really, you know, but we're on strike. I stand with WGA. But let's discuss Dateline, Miami. So dramatic. Thank you, Joanne. What is the problem with the men that they choose? There's a reason why they didn't last more than one episode. We already talked about why Stan was the worst. So let's just go through the girls, okay? And okay. Some of their men.
Who are we starting with?
Now, Dorothy was craziness about this guy.
Male Bushman.
Well, Bushman was Blanche's.
Male Bushman.
Bushman awaits.
Okay, yeah.
20% off on T-Public.
I'm always confused. And who's the other one, the tall guy?
You're thinking about Al.
Al, yeah.
Al, male. Potato jeweler, Jewish. I think there's a connection, but I think that this is for the fans. Some deep cuts. I know what's going on with a lot of your hands. That's fine. It'll do great in syndication.
Mm-hmm.
I think that we'll start with Dorothy. She had Al, okay, who she didn't want to be with because he was a cop. Not because she was against Blue Lives Matter. No, not Al Beatty. Al Beatty was the one that Rose killed.
Oh,
yes. They like to reuse names. And if you listen to the show, just to give us some legitimacy for those of you that don't know us, we have had several people from the Golden Girls on the show. We've had writers such as Mark Sotkin, Stan Zimmerman, so we've been able to really, you know, get the details. So, like for Mark, when we asked him about some of the inconsistencies, his answer was, oh, I didn't give a fuck. So, you know, there we go. We've also had some of the actresses and actors such as Becky and Barbara Thorndike. Bonnie Bartlett has been on the show. We're besties. I have her phone number.
I love her. I want her to adopt me. I love her.
I love her too. She loves me more. And we even had her husband, William Daniels, who I know from Boy Meets World on the show. We had Becky number two. If you want to sit at Becky, you can listen to that episode. So, you know, we know what we're talking about here. So basically, they reused a lot of the names because they didn't want to give the clearance to use a new name for every script. That's why they recycle them. Shooting star, the more you know. So, going back to Al, she only didn't want to be with him because he was a cop, and she couldn't take the trauma, I guess, of wondering why they're getting hurt. I get that.
Yeah.
I do. You know, I'm always worried my husband is murdered if I don't hear back from him after 5 minutes.
For no reason.
I watch too many true crime shows. That's mainly what it is. So I can understand. But that pension was real cute. She could, you know, she could have lived
her. If they make it home every day,
then she wouldn't have to worry about it, right? So I can see the concern, but to just throw it away? He was probably a few years from retirement. She could have held on a little longer if she was so crazy nuts. So I just don't understand why that couldn't have worked. What was the other guy that she had the affair with? Glenn O'Brien.
Glenn.
Dorothy had, again, horrible taste. Why are you with this married man when you know what happened to you?
Right.
And then when they tried it again, he still was like, yeah, Roberta, I'm by myself.
Mm-hmm.
As you would say, I would have knocked on that shit off.
It would have.
Because you're not about to just sit there and act like I don't exist.
Okay.
When we just did some stuff.
Mm-hmm.
He did bring her mother cannolis. What does an Irish man know about cannolis? Apparently a lot.
Right.
But apparently it wasn't meant to be.
Mm-hmm.
I do like the fact that, and we're going to go back to Dorothy, but I like the fact that Rose had a relationship that lasted more than an episode. And I feel like, oh no, but we're going to drag him in a minute. But it would have been nice for Dorothy to get there, because they always talked about her as if she was so hideous and couldn't keep a man. She was just picky. That's all.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, she had Eddie, the love machine, who was the voice of Piglet, if you didn't know that.
Think about it, that
voice, you know. All this in Cappuccino, too. But it was, you know, strictly, you know, sexual. Mm-hmm. Who else did Dorothy? She didn't have a lot to choose from. Oh, the guy that was Elliot. Dr. Elliot.
Elliot made.
What did Elliot make? A ship and a boat? He was cheating on her with Blake, or trying to with Blanche. And here's my thing, okay? Why did she not believe Blanche? Why would you believe the man? You just met this guy, but you've been friends with Blanche for years. And you're going to turn on her?
Because several things can be true at once. Blanche is fast. and she be doing nasty stuff, okay? That's true at once. So it's not, you know, unrealistic for Dorothy to be like, girl, what? He ain't do that.
But to the point where she was about to move out again, what does this leash look like? Because they're always about to move at a drop of a hat. That's a lot of packing.
I'm just saying.
But you're going to move out and stop talking to your best friend.
She thought she was jealous of her and their relationship and everything.
You know what your problem is, Blanche? You're a slut. I mean, my goodness, how many times did they fight over a man? That was really the only time they would really fight, like even over Stan.
Fernando, not Fernando. Fernando was the man.
Fernando was the man.
The, come on, you only look at an inch of water?
Oh, you mean, what the hell is
Fidel.
Yes, Fidel Santo Domingo or Santiago. He knows who he is. But why are they always letting a man come in between them? I thought it was chicks before tits, bros before hoes. Like, if your friend is telling you, hey, this is what happened, if you told me Manny made a pass at you, I would believe you.
First, you would ask me if I was under the influence of something for one.
I mean, you know, I would investigate. I wouldn't just shut it down. I would investigate. And her so-called investigation was just her saying, oh, did you do it? He says, no. Okay.
Right. My favorite thing, and I don't know why nobody does this on TV shows when, like, a situation like this happens, put both of them in the room together. Why don't they ever do that?
That's why I do at work. I'm not going to say where I work.
The by and large.
By and large. That's what we'll call it. But it's a payment processing app where people often pay the wrong person, and then they call us. Yes, we're supervisors, so when they say, let me speak to somebody else, it's us.
There's somebody else.
So then they'll say, oh, well, you know, oh, I meant to pay this person, blah, blah, blah. Okay, put them on the phone.
Right.
Put them on the phone.
Put them on the phone.
I called their bluff. So then when they're both on the phone, oh, she said this. Oh, that's not what happened. Okay, I'm going to let y'all work that out. Have a great day. We don't offer mediation services. Because I don't do this.
Right, that's
what I'm saying.
Put them in the same room.
See, that's people's problem. They're ready to leave a good friendship over a man. So when a man is gone, then what? Then what you got? Huh? What you got? He would. I don't understand. Would you do that, ladies?
What?
In this situation, I don't want to assume any genders, but if you're in this situation and your friend said that your boyfriend was making a pass, would you just dismiss it? Hell no. Exactly. Dorothy just wanted, she saw what she wanted to see. Again, guys. And she just wanted to be with him because she never could keep a man. But Blanche, while she is fast, she doesn't take somebody else's man.
No,
okay?
I haven't seen her do that. Except when her and Sophia were fighting over today.
But they were sharing.
Right.
I don't know what type of freaky stuff they did.
They weren't all together.
But he was going back and forth.
I mean,
problematic. but I just feel like if you think about any time it was over, man, even at the museum with Blanche's gay boss, that she didn't trust Dorothy. Mm-hmm. She thought that Dorothy was trying to hone in on her. So even if it's not romantic, my advice as a man, never trust a man. They're liars, all of the stuff. And I just hate that they let that happen, like with Rose and Dorothy with the cupcakes, with the moist and delicious cupcakes. Again, she thought she was trying to take Miles. Now, Miles would have been better with Dorothy, I think, because they were intellectuals. Well, couldn't you have pretended it was a team so he looked stupid? I just feel like they had more in common. But who else did Dorothy have? Not many, you know, but talking about it.
The actor.
Again, they were sharing. Nasty. All of them. Who? Oh, yeah. Ken
Whittingham. Esquire.
Again, I think it's a classism thing. She could have stayed with him. Let me catch you all up, those that have never seen The Golden Girls. But let's back up. So The Golden Girls is a show starring four older ladies that share a house in Miami. I think that's enough information, don't you? So Kim Whittingham, played by Dick Van Dyke. I was about to say RIP because everybody from the show is dead, but he's still alive.
Yeah.
He is 117. Shout out to Dick Van Dyke. Okay?
I love him.
Hope he watches out for those Ottomans because at his age, he can wipe them out. But he played a lawyer that did a little side gig as a clown. I don't see what's wrong with that. I dated some clowns and they weren't even getting paid for it. So what's the problem? Okay. And she tried to act like that wasn't it, but that was it. I'm pretty sure that was it. But that's pretty much why they broke up. It's like you get a good thing and you just can't handle it. Look at them. I'm sorry. I'm distracted. They, for those listening, they have a TV going with some clips. They are tipping.
Okay.
Look at them. You better come on. Dorothy with them winter boots. Yet again, I don't
know if it's how she moves.
For B. Arthur to hate shoes, why is that the shoe of choice when she did wear shoes? Dan Watts, former assistant and close personal friend of Beatrice Arthur,
yes.
If you're listening, what's up with the boots, man? What's up with that? But I just felt like Dorothy let good things slip through her fingers, and that's why she was alone. But in the end, she got Uncle Lucas.
Right.
With the toilet paper running dress.
I hated the dress. I hated it.
I like the dress with Stan, personally.
Yeah.
I want to know, did she get gifts the second time? Because she had a wedding a year before and called it off. I would have said, that gift is for this wedding. Okay?
Not the other one.
But I think that of all the people to marry, Lucas, she just wanted to be Blanche and Hinty.
No, Lucas was wonderful. I thought he was really nice.
Lucas, I mean, don't get me wrong, I like Leslie Nielsen just as much as the next guy.
I love Leslie.
But I didn't think he was a good match.
Why?
He forced her to uproot her life to move to Georgia so he could run a hardware store.
Did he force her?
He didn't offer to move to Miami.
Okay, so where were they supposed to move? Into the house with the rest of the girls?
Yes.
No, why would that want
to? Intimate settings.
We'd have to thank you all for coming.
I'm just saying, I'm not one to talk.
Mm-hmm.
We went to the courthouse on our second date, but I just got ready. But it was very, very quick. But we're old. We don't have a lot of time left. Mm-hmm. But I just feel like they could have waited a little bit. It was like a month.
So, she's a grown woman. All her kids are grown. She only has to really, well, kind of. She only has to make decisions for herself. So, I mean, she can go.
Well, my uncle's going to need 3 tens real soon. Mom, how come you always make me feel like I'm asking for money?
Because you are always asking for money.
She's the one that had to buy little Robbie's baseball hat and elbow somebody in the forehead because he couldn't do it.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that it was, maybe she just felt like, what the hell, you know? If I was older and, you know, single, why not? I would just get married over and over.
I will.
If they had money, but she did. Yeah.
Yeah.
Although, if we can keep it real, you know, this is not a critical race theory thing because that doesn't exist. But Blanche's family, they only have money because they have slaves. Can we just say that?
Oh my God, we'd like to thank you all for coming.
I'm just saying, it is the truth.
It's so good to be thanking.
Okay, let's look at this. Hollingsworth Manor.
A plantation.
Oh God.
Twin Oaks.
A plantation.
Oh Lord.
You know, that's,
they lived in the South.
I understand. That's
what
just,
you want from them?
I'm not putting Blanche at fault here, but I'm just saying that is where the money came from.
Why is that relevant?
And that is why they had money.
Why is that relevant?
Because that is why Lucas was able to buy his hardware store, I assume. And that
you don't
is why
know
Blanche
what Lucas was
had
doing.
Money.
Maybe he was working very hard.
So Dorothy was just, you know, living off of that. Because remember when Blanche was telling her story, she was like, and all the other people that lived on the plantation?
Mm.
It wasn't Sandals Resort, you know, it was a plantation. And that is why you have money, Blanche. And it was never acknowledged, of course. But I just thought about that the other day.
I was probably high at the time.
Probably. But I was like, man, that's why they have all that money. Only if you still need to rent your house out because you can't pay your mortgage.
Mm-hmm.
So clearly you didn't do a good job. Mm-hmm. And George, he was a lawyer.
Mm-hmm.
She should have been set. Unless all that money was going to David Patton, the encyclopedia salesman.
Unless maybe she was just saving it and didn't want to spend her own money.
Perhaps.
Or maybe she was taking care of her brother.
I mean,
Blanche has a brother in case she
didn't. Oh, yeah. Y'all are missing out. She has another brother that we didn't see on Golden Girls named Ted, who has special needs.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why they, spoiler alert, I know 3 decades later,
yeah.
That's why we never met him, because they were ashamed of him.
Mm-hmm.
We have some ladies from the South. Do you find that to be true, that people are ashamed of their mentally ill family members?
Especially not my family.
First of all, a lot of people are mentally ill and they just haven't been diagnosed as mentally ill.
There's some in this room right now. I can see them.
First of all.
But I feel like because Blanche's family was of the same
because they were slaves,
they had a certain image to uphold, and they didn't want to ruin that image. Well, there's another brother, the gay one.
Clayton, my baby brother Clayton.
And they didn't want anybody to know about it because they were embarrassed. They were ashamed. Exactly. So that's why they put them away, which that's the thing. People put their relatives away when they don't want to be bothered. Mm-hmm. Another spoiler alert, Stan dies on Golden Palace.
Who?
Stan.
Stan.
Yeah, he died.
How
did
he die? I didn't see that episode.
You gotta watch it.
Wow.
R.I.P.
I didn't see that
one. It kind of undid a lot of things that we learned in Golden Girls. They were just like, yeah, whatever. It's like they never been watched the show before.
Right.
But I think that the, I say all that to say, mm-hmm. What are we talking about?
I don't know.
Oh, okay. So Blanche was ashamed of him, and that's why they hit him. Mm-hmm. And in that fan, go ahead. See? Mm-hmm. She knows she's locked up a few herself. So sometimes that just has to happen, but it shouldn't be that way. Mm-hmm. Tab was a lovely individual. Mm-hmm. And again, fighting betwixt the
betwixt
ladies.
Us.
Yes, come sit betwixt us. Mm-hmm. It'll be the thrice of
the
us. She got mad because she felt like Rose made him have a crush on her. And they had, because Rose was just being nice to him.
Yeah.
He was like, oh, I'm in love with Rose now. And she's like, get away from my brother. I don't think Rose was gonna do anything.
No, she was Rose. They were got along very well. I like that.
They're probably on the same level, to be honest. I'm just saying. But I love their clothes too. And if you would like to dress like them, you can shop at the So Good We Named It Etsy for all your jewelry and accessory needs.
Plug it. Do you sell clothes now?
I do. They're not listed. They're consignments.
Special orders.
Yes.
Custom.
When we do couture, our lovely model Johanna. She had some of the stuff at Golden Time, which you can see on our Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. But as far as their day, we're going to reel it back in. I don't know how we got here. If you listen to some of our episodes, I often say, how do we get to this topic? If anybody is listening, let me know, because I don't know how we got here.
I don't know. They're usually following along with us, I would assume. So nobody knows how we got here.
Don't get me started. You won't be trying to get me triggered. Blanche did not. Blanche doesn't like for people to be themselves. Mm-hmm. Blanche wants everybody to do things her way.
Well,
now I'm about to be triggered. Or it's going to be a problem.
Mm-hmm.
And she didn't want Big Daddy to get his life. He just wanted to sing. And then go to ball. What's wrong with that? Let the man sing. Now, where was Mammy Watkins? Was she back up? Was she on drums?
I don't know.
But clearly, he needed the money, I guess. He sold the house.
He sold the house.
That's a bit much.
He sold the house.
You gonna sell the whole house?
Because he's traveling, he's not gonna be at home. He's
so, where did he live when he came back?
With
Virginia?
Maybe.
To have
maybe
a lovely lunch with your lovely friends.
Lovely, just lovely.
Stop making fun of me, Virginia.
But if we move on to. We'll go back to Blanche. Well, let's go to Rose.
Let's go to Rose.
Let's go to Rose and her men that she dated.
Mm-hmm.
So
are we gonna end with Miles or start with Miles?
I want to end with mine.
Okay.
So we have Al Bailey, who she kills. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So that, you know, for those of you that don't know, Rose kills men by sleeping with them. What is she doing? Talking about laying that thing on them. Okay.
Watch out for them.
But she had sex with Charlie and he died during sex. He kept saying, I'm going.
And
then she also had sex with Al Bailey, who was married.
Mm-hmm.
And his wife didn't really seem to care, Lucille. If I just keep saying it, it's not true, you know what I mean?
To be continued on the next episode of So Good We Named It.
So good we named it.